Today on the Mooney Show, had a lover's quarrel over him making the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the kids. But I think they worked it out.
And what the flick?
Nobody tries to guess the plot for Weird Science. This is Moose Tracks.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks. All the best moments from today's Morning Moose Show in one bite-sized piece.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Where
peanut
you
butter
at?
Jelly time.
Not yet.
Yeah, it's a peanut butter and jelly day.
Sure is, and I'm pretty sure we're the only ones who have taken full advantage of the PB&J bar in the break room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you think everybody would be going after that?
Love PB&J.
Well, we have like a little peanut butter and jelly, I guess you call it a bar.
Yeah, PB&J bar. If you put bar after anything, it becomes more
Should encourage people exciting. To bring their favorite jellies or peanut butters.
We did.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that you who brought that stuff?
No, Heather brought that stuff.
Oh, okay.
But as the Fun and Games coordinator, I told people to bring their favorite jellies.
How do you like your peanut butter and jelly?
Well, let me break it down for you. This is what you gotta have. You gotta have it on wheat bread. Then you have to use a spoon, Moose. A spoon. To dip out the peanut butter, and then you spread it edge to edge on both sides of the bread. Then you take just a little teaspoon of jelly. I've never had it with strawberry jelly, only grape. We were a grape family, strictly grape.
We have now raspberry jelly.
Oh, you think you're just somebody? You think you can have raspberry jelly?
Which is kind of good. I don't know if I've ever had it before.
Yeah.
But like strawberry, it's got, and it's like the real jelly.
Right.
It's got the little seeds in it still.
Oh.
Those get stuck in the teeth. That's a little annoying, but.
Mm. Yeah. My mom would always, I remember her putting not an obscene amount of jelly, but way more than I would personally put on there.
Sure. Yeah, you don't need a lot of jelly.
You really don't. I don't know what the point is of it. I don't look forward to the jelly. I look forward to the peanut butter. Now, if you want to be fancy on them, if you go up a tax bracket, feel free to toast your peanut butter and jelly. Do feel like free to do that.
Does seem like the hoity-toity version.
Yes.
I would like to fry a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That does sound
like
phenomenal
a,
as
like
well.
Like a, what's the cheese sandwich? Grilled cheese.
Yes.
Kind of like that. That sounds like a good idea.
I like how you said, what's the cheese sandwich? And that's literally what it is.
I just couldn't find the grill part.
Just a cheese.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly. It's like the jelly just needs to be, like if peanut butter's the hat, the jelly's just that band that goes around the main part of the hat.
Right.
You know, it's just a little accent.
It's a little accessory, really.
Yeah.
To add a little pop of color, a little contrast.
How you do your PB&J? Let's see. Bo earlier complained about his problem is spreading the jelly. It's a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Bob from Sheridan.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, buddy?
This is the easiest thing in the world. It's Smucker's preservative. It's like a jelly, and it smears smooth on there every time.
That sounds like a good
idea. And it's got pieces of strawberry in it, and it's delicious.
Oh, wow.
And if it happens to ball up in a corner, you just put more on it. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
It's pretty simple.
You know? and like I say, it's the Smucker's preservative. That's how you got to go.
Smucker's preservatives. Okay.
And that was a staple to my diet when I was a kid. My mom was a single mom, and that's just what we did.
And he's 450 pounds now.
No.
He's half peanut butter.
Yeah. Plenty of peanut butter, plenty of jelly. It was great.
All right, Bobby. Good
tip.
You guys have
a great day.
You too, buddy.
Yeah, bye.
Laser, who's this? Where you calling from?
Hey, Tanner from Des Moines.
Hey, Tanner.
So about PB&J, started with my son 2 years ago. We do a thing called Science Kitchen Night.
Oh, God.
So we do random stuff in the kitchen, you know, make random concoctions of food. And about a year ago, my son had the brilliant idea of doing a deep-fried peanut butter, banana, and strawberry jam sandwich.
Oh, wow. That sounds delightful.
And it took about 4 different tries of trying it, but we actually perfected it, and it's awesome.
And this is in a deep fryer, not a frying pan, right?
No, it's a deep fried peanut butter, banana, and jelly sandwich.
God, that sounds good. That just sounds like I'd hit the spot every time.
It's warm, it's gooey, it's delicious.
Ugh. Keep telling me about it so I can ovulate some more.
All right, Tanner. I might have to steal that idea and make a fortune off it.
Not a problem. Love you guys.
Love you.
We'll cut you 4%.
Okay. I can take 4%.
Thanks, Tanner.
All right. Bye.
This idea or product is the sole property of Moose Holdings Incorporated. Copyright 2019. Get the full Morning Moose experience weekdays from 5:30 to 10. Now, back to more Moose Tracks.
Happy National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. 244-1033. How do you like your PB&J? Give us a call or Facebook or Instagram-y. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Nicole from Des Moines.
Hey, Nicole. What's up?
Oh, this is about my husband and the peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
So he absolutely hates making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Hmm.
I don't know why. So if our kids ask him to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it seems like when he puts the jelly on, he just like globs it on. He doesn't even spread it. It's what it seems like. And so then you have these big globs of jelly on your sandwich.
That's so disrespectful.
So the kids bite into about 80% of the sandwich, just peanut butter. Then in the middle is that big, huge clump of jelly.
And the jelly's like,
yeah.
Hey, I'm here.
Hope you like jelly.
Yep, pretty much.
Why doesn't your husband like making PB&Js? What happened to him as a child?
What's the issue there?
I have yet to figure that out.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's fired.
Is that one? Maybe he's purposely tanking that so he doesn't have to do it.
Maybe.
He's like, Nicole, you just do it. I can't do it. I suck at it.
Yeah.
What's
it's the easiest thing to make, so I don't understand why he doesn't like it.
What's his name?
Bo.
Bo. Wait, is it Bo from Polk County?
Yeah.
It's Bo Carpenter?
Yeah.
Damn it, Bo!
Bo, your wife is calling to snitch on you. I hope this is him on the other line.
Yeah. All right, Nicole, we're going to mention that to Bo if he calls.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Laser, who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the road.
Oh.
Who is this?
This is Quentin.
Hey, Quentin.
All right. Peanut butter and jelly.
Where are you at?
Toast your bread.
Mm-hmm.
Butter it so it's regular toast.
Hmm.
And you put your peanut butter on it. And you put your jelly on it. Warm, creamy peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Well, what kind of jelly we use in here, Quentin?
Smucker's only.
Well, what flavor?
Oh, strawberry.
Strawberry, okay.
You're very
strawberry,
sometimes
man.
Get a little crazy and get the rhubarb strawberry out of the.
Ooh.
You're
living dangerous, Quentin.
Watch out.
It's kind of sad. We can fit all the best moments of the Morning Moose in only 10 minutes. You're listening to Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
Usually on a Tuesday about this time, we do a thing called What the Flick, where Nadia tries to guess the plot of a movie that pretty much everybody's seen, but she has not.
Correct.
She's seen 14 out of the 572,373 movies that have ever been made.
Yep.
Today we look at Weird Science, starring Anthony Michael Hall.
Okay.
And, what's his name? Ian Mitchell Smith.
Hold on, I got
Kelly LeBrock.
Hold on, I gotta see what Anthony Michael Hall looks like, okay.
Bill Paxton.
Wait, the kid from Breakfast Club.
Yeah, and like every other 80s movie.
Okay.
With John Hughes.
And so who else is in this?
Kelly LeBrock. And Bill Paxton. Of course, the great Ian Mitchell Smith.
And this came out in the 80s?
It's an 80s movie.
Okay, so what's
so
his...
What is Weird Science about now?
Well, let me tell you. So Bill Paxton is a disgraced former, like, Ivy League kind of scientist. He was a big
brainiac guy.
He was a big brainiac.
He's an intellectual.
In the science community.
Smart
like
guy.
Chemistry, biology, whatever. He just knew everything.
He's very, very calm, cool, collected.
Mm-hmm.
Puts his head down, nose down, and gets to the sciencing.
He sure does. Now, after...
Bill Paxton.
Mm-hmm. Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Now...
He'd have probably, like, a snooty, sciencey name like Chet or something, right?
Maybe Percival.
Percival. I like it. Go
Percival
ahead. Sorry.
Davenshire. Anyway, so Percival, Bill Paxton, he ended up winning this award when he was like in his 30s,
mm-hmm.
late 20s, early 30s. And
award-winning
he
scientist.
Yeah. And he blew it all on like cocaine and alcohol and whatever. And he stopped doing science. So he kind of got like shunned from the science community. And then he gets an opportunity to get inducted back into this community. But what he has to do is he has to teach at a high school. He's got to teach like high school chemistry to a bunch of nitwits at a school.
Nitwits.
And that's Q. Where
like a bunch of maybe butt wads?
Yeah.
Cool.
Butt wads. Yeah. And so he runs into one of his students is Anthony blah blah Michael blah blah blah. Michael Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Mm-hmm. And he signs up for this extra credit project with Bill Paxton, and it accidentally turns out that the two switch bodies. It's like Freaky Friday, but a little different.
Whoa!
I know. So
I'm Percival, but I'm not Percival.
Exactly. So Bill Paxton is now in high school, and Anthony Michael Hall is now Bill Paxton. He's a scientist, but Bill Paxton is super stressed because he's got this huge presentation that's coming up. And you know Anthony Michael Hall, he's a little nerdy guy. So him having to present to like thousands of people to get welcomed back into this community is a whole hot mess.
Yeah.
It's a whole hot mess.
Because he's not trained for that. He's just a kid. He's like a total buttwad.
Yeah. Now in typical 80s fashion, he totally bombs the presentation. As Bill Paxton, you know, Anthony Michael Hall, when he's in his body, bombs the presentation, but then
he's like stewed.
But then does this whole, you know, nice speech about life and love and learning and how he's learned to appreciate the community so much more. And
so his presentation changes from science to the heart.
To the heart. And that's something that Bill Paxton's character is never really connected with, is the heart. Knows all this science stuff, but, you know, can't figure out his own chemicals.
Okay. The end?
And then they switch bodies back.
Yeah.
At some point. I don't know.
Do they pee in the fountain?
Sure. Yeah, they cross streams and that's how they turn back.
By the way, how many movies have there been made where people switch bodies, especially like a younger and an older person?
Yeah.
There's been at least 300 of those.
And then what's the girl in there?
Kelly LeBrock.
Okay. And so then, meanwhile, while Bill Paxton is the kid...
Wait, isn't Bill Paxton the scientist?
Well, yeah, but I mean, while he's in the kid's body...
Oh, right.
Kelly LeBrock ends up being more attracted to him because he's got all this newfound confidence.
Energetic.
And she, like, tries to kiss him, and he's like, whoa, this isn't right because, like, I'm an old man, but not really.
Yeah, I'm conflicted because I'm a kid inside, but outwardly, I've got all the... You know, bits and pieces ready to go for a woman like you, Kelly LeBrock.
Yeah.
Finger pistols.
Yeah.
So that's your idea of what Weird Science is about.
Yeah. Kelly LeBrock, by the way, she's a little weird looking now.
Now, but back then, so hot. Weird Science. It even had its own, like, song.
I hate it.
Weird Science.
Yeah.
1985 film by John Hughes. You were nowhere near.
Really?
What the movie's about. I mean, kind of, sort of.
Okay.
With the whole, like, borderline magic, science, switching.
Okay. Well, just get into it.
So anyway, it's about these two dorks.
Okay.
Who are, like, big nerds in their school. But the one's, like, real computer savvy. And he's science-y.
Okay.
And they come up with this computer code. And they... build a woman somehow. Mm. And the woman is Kelly LeBrock, and for some reason she's got magical powers.
Oh, exciting.
So she makes them into like winners.
Oh.
She conjures up like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, something hot.
Yeah.
Some cool threads. And by cool, I mean like 80s threads,
of course,
you know?
Of course. Some terrible leather or something.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of leather, big shoulder jackets.
Yes! I love it already!
So they go to the mall and they're walking around with Kelly LeBrock. They both are like hanging on her like that's their little sex toy.
Right.
And she's playing along with it. You know, she goes by... They go by the cool guys on the escalators.
Yeah.
And she like does the like... You know,
yeah.
Does that. And so she can conjure stuff, and she makes this big ass party for them.
Okay.
And Chet,
I'm about it.
Chet is the name of Bill Paxton's character. He's the nerdy kid's older brother.
Okay.
He's like a bully. Oh, hold on. Why is that not working? There we go. Wait.
Yeah.
Let me start again.
The booze hounds return. What a joke. Hi, girls. Feeling kind of queasy? How about a nice, greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray?
They just come home from boozing with Kelly LeBrock's character at a, you know, just tearing up the strip.
Yeah.
Going to some bars and stuff. So then eventually she gets payback for them with Chet by turning him into literally... a poop. A turd.
She turns him into a turd?
He's literally like a blob of a turd, man.
Quit screwing around! This isn't funny! You stupid bitch!
Oh, now, careful,
Chet. Like the little fart sound.
Angry.
Sorry.
Sorry. I like that.
Would you please turn me back to normal, please? I haven't done anything to you.
No, but you've done plenty to your brother.
Like what?
Well, let me see. You've nagged him, harassed him, suppressed him, kept him in fear of you, extorted money from him.
It's done out of love.
Just for that, I ought to give you a set of elephant balls.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
And if you've been listening, you've heard Nicole call in about her husband, Bo, and how he sucks at and hates making peanut butter and jelly for their six kids. And Bo says, come on, it's hard. The jelly's hard to spread or whatever. And we got them both on the phone now. And Bo, Nicole called you a liar.
How am I a liar? It's the jelly just, it's like trying to roll a damn jellyfish around on a piece of bread. Like, it just doesn't work.
Now, Nicole, you say you have no problem creating quality standard peanut butter and jellies.
Exactly.
I know. See,
I call the jelly.
Because jelly is impossible to get an even spread.
No, it's not.
It balls up. Yeah, it does. I'll go buy a jar right now and some bread, and I'll Facebook Live it or something to show you how it just rolls around.
It is. No, jelly is a little harder to spread than peanut butter. I think we can all agree on that.
But you can spread it evenly, Nicole. I agree with you because I had to do it earlier because I don't like when it accumulates into one giant glob of nonsense.
Exactly.
Sandwich ever to make.
Bo, maybe you guys need to get the squeezable jelly. That would make it easier.
I would rather sit there and slice ham fresh with a meat slicer and make sandwiches that way instead of peanut butter and jelly. Like, I don't know. I feel like the peanut butter and jelly is just the most pointless sandwich to make.
Wow.
Is it pointless because you're not that good at it?
No, it's just pointless. Like, there's... When you feed six kids that, and then they come back because they're still hungry, no, I'm not going to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches all day.
That's what
it feels like.
Well, that's
why
it's a snack, not a meal.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's why it's a snack, not a meal.
She said that's why it's a snack, not a meal.
Oh, kind of like cereal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick,
okay,
Nicole. So
don't
you
don't get into cereal right now.
Oh. Oh, no.
Bo, Nicole, you can spread jelly just fine. Bo, not so much. What's your secret? Maybe you can help Bo with that.
Maybe because I'm a woman.
Oh. We're going to go down
that
road.
No, let's not start that whole thing that we should be making sandwiches.
Maybe.
That means my ass gets to stay out of the kitchen.
Well, see? See?
See, Nicole, look what you've done.
I told you, he's just trying to get out of doing it.
I know he is. He hates it.
I think,
don't know why. I'm not going to lie. I have no idea why. I absolutely hate making peanut butter and jelly.
Because you're not making them with love. That's why.
It's probably just like a big chore. And I get it. You got six kids. And like you said, after the sixth one, number seven comes around. I'm ready for more.
Yeah. You know, and five of those kids are boys. So you can imagine how much they eat.
Oh, yeah. You should just make them like nine at a time.
Exactly.
Or you know what? Lock them all.
Nine each at a time.
Lock them all out of the house for a few days, and they'll go ravage for some food, and it'll be fine.
You know, Nicole.
Or they'll break back into the house and ravage our place for food.
That's we got to go, but feel free to come down to our station. We have plenty of bread and peanut butter and jelly, and you make 20 sandwiches if you have to, just to stockpile.
I want to see the different way. I want to see the different way you two make sandwiches.
Yeah. I want to have a PB&J make off with you two. All right, lovers.
All right. Thanks.
All right,
please
guys,
don't
later.
Get it.
Love you, babe.
Please
love
don't
you,
get
Bo.
A divorce.
Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks.